This is Twit.
It always used to be like, you could get an all-in-one. It would look really, really good. You know, it would look kind of fabulous. And mm-hmm. you'd have, you know, typical to mediocre laptop performance. And that was the thing that really stood out for me, taking a look at the Dell XPS 27, was that it is not slow. And I mean that in the best possible way. Core i7, you know, like a Core i7 7700, pardon me. Core i7, 7700, 16 gigabytes of RAM, 64 gigabytes max, which was really kind of exciting as an option. Gorgeous 27-inch 4K monitor, you know, an AMD RX 570 GPU, which, you know, you and I were texting about. Because when I first fired up Rocket League on the XPS 2700, the graphics were set to a 1920 by 1440, which is a 4x3 mode with black bars on the side, you know, which is kind of awkward when you're looking at a 4K monitor. I ended up resetting Rocket League to like 2048 by 1152, which filled the monitor. There's a fair amount of tearing. You know, but the thing that kind of struck me is as much as I would like to see more graphic power to back up a 4K monitor, you know, it was, I just want to say 6.5% faster than the Core i7 6700 desktop I built, you know, back in the early 2015, late 2015. And the gaming was just fine. And, you know, you can get up to 64 gigabytes of RAM in it. So if you're looking for an all-in-one that's not going to cripple you with using Photoshop or video editing, you know, yeah, if you are a super elite hacker gamer and you need all of the refresh rate, this is probably not the design for you. But it was amazing for me, you know, just being like, this is an all-in-one. It renders video as fast as my desktop at home. Admittedly, a year-old desktop at home, but it's not like there's been huge leaps between the 6700 and the 7700 in terms of performance. It has a massive amount of RAM that you can upgrade to. It's got two 2.5-inch drive slots. It's got an M.2 space on the motherboard, so you can put a fair amount of storage into it. It's a little odd. Most of the configurations on it come with a 32 gigabytes M.2 SATA SSD cache and like a 1 or 2 terabyte 5400 RPM hard drive. You know, so that'll speed up your operating system and your frequently used apps. But I would almost immediately want to upgrade that to a standard SSD. And like I said, there's two 2.5-inch drive slots inside of there. So there's room to expand memory. There's room to expand, you know, the storage inside of that. Touchscreen's optional. So if you buy the before I talk about the touchscreen, the speakers on this are kind of insane. They've got what amounts to a 100-watt sound bar built into the bottom of the monitor, and they are very, very proud. There's a couple of passive radiators. So on the outside, there's a tweeter. You know, there's two light mid-ranges and in a full firing or a full range speaker firing down. And then with that other speaker on the back, a passive radiator on the back to help the boost. It's pretty crazy. Four full-range drivers, two tweeters, the two full range drivers that point down and the passive radios on the back. And it was like really impressive sound staging. You know, for recordings that have it, Amber Rhubarb's Sessions from the 13 Ward comes to mind. You know, some really nice detail on the highs on Coltrane's Love Supreme. You know, what's frustrating though is they did all this work on building these incredible speakers into it, and they're great for casual listening, but it just drops off a cliff below 70 hertz. So like the thud of the impacts in Kung Fu Panda weren't there. Kick drums don't have a lot of impact, you know, like Rage Against the Machine. There was like a lot of the low end presence or clutch, wasn't there, which was a little disappointing because, beyond that, they're pretty amazing, audio wise. Although I will say with a 4-mic Adest, those downward firing, full range speakers seem to bounce a little bit. Not quite too much, but almost too much treble. You can see the basic version. There's a basic stand that comes with the non-touchscreen version. The touchscreen version adds $400 to the price, but it, you know, allows you to collapse the thing down into a flat mode in front of you. I could have used a couple more inches of height. Yeah, there you can see it right there. But if you're into touchscreens, it's an option. I got to say, I would probably not spring the extra $400 for the touchscreen. I'd buy a 1 terabyte hard drive SSD for that. The touchscreen worked, you know, it worked like a touchscreen. It worked perfectly fine. It's an incredibly shiny monitor, which isn't too bad in my office environment. But if you like to work with, you know, giant sunny windows, you're probably going to want to take care in positioning it. I was really, like I said, it was really kind of amazing to use an all-in-one that, you know, not only looked good, but delivered decent performance. Maybe not for hardcore gamers, but if you're talking about, like, you know, video editing or playing with audio or stuff like that. The one thing it did drive me nuts is the webcams on that are all the way down at the bottom of the monitor, much like the XPS 13. So they're giving you this, like, sweet infinity edge kind of bezel design.
Yeah.
But, you know, you've got the, you know, this look, which is not attractive for anyone, as near as I can tell, for the webcam. But starts at 1550 with a Core i5, 7400 and 8 gigs of RAM, and a 1 terabyte hard drive. Tops out at $2,800 with a Core i7, 7700, 16 gigs of RAM, a 4K touchscreen, and that 512 gigabyte SSD. I liked it. I really, really would like to see the webcam at the top, even if that means increasing the bezel size a little bit. It also does the IR camera, so you can get Windows Hello going. You know, and if you're a hardcore gamer, you would probably want something with a little more GPU power. But for casual gaming, for Rocket League, as soon as I started playing, I didn't really think twice about it.
Very cool.
You know, yeah, I was impressed by that one. The because I used a couple different all-in-ones for years, and invariably there was always another computer nearby that I would have to do the serious stuff on,
right,
like rendering video or ripping stuff.